Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Archie Manning, legendary Saints quarterback, and Lou Fregosa, CEO of Children's Hospital, to talk about a exciting announcement the other day of a transformational gift given by the Manning family to Children's Hospital. And just as an aside, Archie Manning is my favorite quarterback ever of the Saints. He is, in my view, a true gentleman, a credible ambassador for the city of New Orleans, never lets us down, and we truly appreciate it. Archie and Lou, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having Archie, us, and I appreciate those comments.
Archie, it's been a long time since I've seen you. I think the last time was at a restaurant on St. Charles Avenue. How are things going?
Doing okay. Of course, busy time last week for a lot of folks here in New Orleans. It was a great week for New Orleans. Just really gives me a lot of pride to read the all the compliments and nice things were said about people from outside the city about the job that New Orleans did for the Super Bowl. So we were busy. We got the weekend started on a good note, Neil, with our Children's Hospital night on Wednesday night. It was a fun night. It was a great night for our family, and we're just so excited to be associated with this wonderful institution.
So, Archie, how did this come about? I mean, obviously, you guys could give to anyone. You've been great, as I said, a credible ambassador to the city of New Orleans. What was the thought process?
Well, we've had a long-time association with healthcare. I think it's been 17 years ago. It's after they won when Indianapolis won their Super Bowl, that we dedicated up in Indianapolis the Peyton Manning Children's Hospital. Although he lives in Denver, he is still attached and involved in this. It's a wonderful hospital. It's part of the Ascension St. Vincent's family up there. Matter of fact, I'm going to Indianapolis this week for his 17th annual gala. Big night. He always has a country music singer in from Nashville, and just they have a big gala to raise money for his hospital. Eli kind of followed that note, Neil, and he wanted to do something in Mississippi since he grew up in New Orleans, but he played college football in Mississippi, and I think it was in 2017, we dedicated the Eli Manning Children's Clinics, and it's part of the University of Mississippi Medical Center. That's the Ole Miss Med School there in Jackson, and that was a wonderful event for our family. Eli and Abby went on to co-chair a $100 million campaign for Children's Hospital there at the Ole Miss Med Center. So we're kind of attached. Olivia and I established back in 2017 the Manning Family Fund, also part of the University of Mississippi Medical Center, just to help healthcare and improve healthcare throughout our home state of Mississippi. So Cooper and I just with other people being involved. Kidded last week, Cooper and I decided we needed to be in the children's hospital business, and no better partners and no better people to be involved with right here in New Orleans.
No doubt, I think, Archie, you would agree that a city needs a proactive, vibrant, legitimate, adolescent healthcare system in order to survive, and Children's Hospital obviously fits that bill, right?
Well, Lou can tell you, it's kind of just an honor for us, but it's just appropriate. 70th birthday coming up of Children's Hospital. And, of course, a lot of people remember it was called Cripple Children's hospital. Mm-hmm. Did maybe at some point didn't think that was the best name for it, but it was in 1955. And it is interesting to me to read about the initial years. Lou can tell you more about it. Of course, polio was a factor in those early years. Lou can tell you more about that.
Yeah, that's right, Archie.
So, Lou, talk to us. Obviously, a transformational gift by the Manning family. The branding of the Manning family just alone, I mean, I guess, for lack of a better term, the blue sky value of that is huge. Oh. For you guys, as I said, Archie's been a really credible ambassador for our city. Tell us about this opportunity.
Well, thanks, Noel. And, great to talk to you, Archie. And I think, like Archie said, they've been longtime supporters of Children's Hospital New Orleans and now Manning Family Children's. And I think they really wanted to, they asked, like, how do we help? And if you think about what Archie just said, we're turning 70 years old. 70 years of giving back to this community, lifting it up, and every great city has a great children's hospital, and New Orleans has that in us. And I think as we talked about our next chapter and how do we really help change the health of a generation, that's really where this conversation got started, is how do the two great Louisiana legacies, Children's Hospital New Orleans and the Manning family, come together to really help kids. And ultimately, all this was about was helping kids, and that's one of the things I loved about Archie and Olivia and the whole family, is that's where their mindset was. Like, how do we help you tell this story? Because you're doing amazing things there. And how do we help get the story out across the entire state, the region, and nationally, for that matter, because we have national leading programs that can become a gold standard. You know, the last time we talked, we really talked about how we were changing our healthcare model from being what I call a sick care model to a well care model. You know, stop being reactive and get out in the community to actually reach kids where they're at, to help them before they decompensate and end up in the ER. And I think that's another piece that I think really differentiates us, that Archie and Olivia really gravitated to, is the work that we do out in the community. We're across 180 schools, 100,000 kids. We started one of the largest, most comprehensive behavioral health programs in the country. We're one of five children's hospitals in the country that has access to a cure for sickle cell disease. As you know, we take care of the most kids with sickle cell in our hospital. And we've been the one and only freestanding comprehensive children's hospital for the great state of Louisiana for 70 years. And as we think about the next chapter, you know, who better to partner with than the Mannings, Archie and Olivia, you know, Cooper, Peyton, Eli, the whole family, just to help get the word out on the amazing work that's being done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here.
Lou, you will also recall that I was completely shocked by the breadth and depth of the programs that are offered by you guys. I thought I knew Children's, and I come to find out I was totally ignorant. I didn't really know Children's, and I think that would probably be the same for others. But, you know, it's interesting about at this time, this gift by the Manning family, timing is everything, big changes in healthcare. A lot of uncertainty in healthcare, and it's going to take transformational gifts like this one and others to keep our system alive and well. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. I think one of the things this does, right, is for families, it's so important to really know where to get care. And they need to know the difference between a comprehensive freestanding children's hospital and just your regular old boutique department of pediatrics run by an adult hospital. What we do here is different, to your point. We have these comprehensive programs where we're leading in behavioral health, trauma and grief, cancer and blood disorder, sickle cell, Thrive Kids. The list goes on. We're the only hospital in the entire state that has pediatric dermatology, rheumatology, pediatric nephrology, all of that. That's what it means to be a comprehensive children's hospital. Families need to know that. A lot of times things are getting marketed out there as pediatric health care, and they don't know what they don't know. And one of the things the Mannings are going to help us with is just make sure everybody understands what's happening here, the breadth and the scope of what we do, why this place is different, why Louisiana and New Orleans has a treasure in Manning Family Children's right here. And again, just to make sure that people understand, when you need pediatric health care, go to pediatric specialists. Don't go to an adult hospital that has a pediatric program. These people have trained their entire lives to do what they do, and all the programs that we have in every specialty, that's what it means to be a comprehensive children's hospital. It has every specialty, every service that a child needs for that wraparound care. So I think that's why I'm just so proud to be with Archie and Olivia and the family, and for them to help us tell this story and tell it loud and proud across the state, the region, and the entire country.
You know, Lou, when I look at what Archie and his family have done from afar, and Archie, I got to tell you, it just looks to me like y'all have fun in everything you do, and I got to imagine you bring that same lighthearted approach to this. It's going to be fun, and I can tell it's going to be fun. When you talk about those other activities that are going on in Indianapolis and in Mississippi and stuff, it's all about fun, right?
It really is, Neil. That's something we try to do. Olivia and I have been so blessed. Our three boys have brought us so much joy. We have nine grandkids now. And Neil, I point out, we have nine healthy grandchildren. And I thank God every day. I tell people, you know, everyone should take an afternoon or something and find a reason, maybe, to visit a children's hospital, because it's just good for you. It's good for your mind. It's good for your heart. It's nothing sadder to me than to see a sick child. And then always when I'm there at a children's hospital, you know, of course you see the parents and you meet the parents, yeah. The grandparents. I relate to that, and it's just so satisfying to be part of something. What Olivia and I and the boys, probably the most impressive thing, we knew a lot of board members at Children's, or I'm not used to saying Manning Children's yet, but we knew a lot of the boys, so they're a wonderful board. But the leadership team there, beginning with Lou, is as strong as anything I've ever seen. So once again, it's been a great week. I don't ask for this, but I cannot go anywhere without a dozen people coming up to me and thanking me. This is in the last five or six days, so it's a wonderful feeling.
You know, when you love New Orleans, it'll love you right back, and we truly appreciate all that you've done for the city. Archie, I just have one thing I want to say. I was a little disappointed. I was hoping you would participate in the field goal competition. I think you would have won it.
It wasn't the most impressive thing. I hadn't even talked to Peyton about that, you know, but I think he spent a lot of time practicing. I think that day, Eli actually had
it didn't
the flu.
Show.
He caught the flu here Saturday, and I don't think he warmed up. He said Peyton took 20 practice kicks. He hit them pretty good, but then when he got in the competition, it didn't go so good. So he should stick to throwing and or doing whatever he does, not kicking.
Well, my money would have been on you, my friend.
They're not going to get a 75-year-old out there to kick. I got to make that statement right now. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate you always being that ambassador for our great city. Thank you, thank you, thank you to you and your entire family. We really appreciate it. And Lou, congratulations to you as well.
Thank you.
These types of gifts are so meaningful to the mission and the vision that you have at Children's Hospital.
Amen.
Have a great weekend, folks, and thanks again.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much,
you guys.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.